From the field to the court to the rink, get your sports on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Jay, what was the general reaction of Chiefs fans a week ago tonight when they ended up trading up to the Bills to select Patrick Mahomes?
Thank you, Buffalo.
It's a soundbite that will live in infamy.
But we got Trey White out of it, right?
Yeah, I don't know if that's quite the same thing, Gino. It's nice.
Yeah, we got Patrick Mahomes coming to Rochester in April.
Listen, second prize is a set of steak knives. Let's introduce our next guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We're always excited to talk to our buddy Jay Binkley from 610 Sports in Kansas City. We're going to preview the Chiefs and the Colts this weekend. Jay, how have you been?
We've been doing great, my friends, doing great, and it's good to hear from you. Kelvin Benjamin looks belt. He looks nice. He doesn't look, what Booger McFarland say, Popeye's biscuit away from the tight end. Yeah.
Well, for what you paid for him, I guess you can't blame for picking him up, but I mean, he's kind of an afterthought in this offense, right, Jay?
Yes, and Reggie Ragland has not lived up to expectations either, let's just put it that way.
Wow.
This whole Buffalo thing has been good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, it can't always work out. Very rarely does it work out all the time. All right, we got to get to the action Saturday afternoon, Jay. We of course, know the history between these two teams in the postseason. We know the struggles that the Chiefs have had, even at home in the postseason. The last time the Chiefs won a home game in the postseason, Montana was the quarterback. I mean, Well, it's been a long time coming. Talk about what everybody's feeling heading into Saturday.
They feel like the boogeyman is coming to town. And people wanted to exorcise the demons and have the Colts come to town. But, gentlemen, let me tell you this. And here's this stat for you that it's an interesting stat. The Indianapolis Colts have won as many games at Arrowhead Stadium in the playoffs as the Chiefs have.
Yeah.
You heard me correct.
Yeah.
They've won two games at Arrowhead Stadium. And the Chiefs have won two games, home games, at Arrowhead Stadium. It's been that bad. It's only something, too, with the Colts. It's 2013, Andy Reid's first year. Blew a 38-10 third quarter lead, okay? And then back in 06, the Colts had the worst run defense in the NFL, giving up 173 yards a game, and the Chiefs could run with Larry Johnson. Larry, 14 carries, 32 yards. And then, of course, you had the infamous game in 1995 that took place in 96. Len Elliott missed three field goals, and Jim Harbaugh, the coach at Michigan, beat the Kansas City Chiefs after missing a 32-yarder, a 35-yarder, and a 42-yarder. I forgot about the no punt game in 2003. Dick Vermeil, this high-powered offense, nobody punted. Priest Holmes fumbled. That was the only change of possession in the game that all dealt with the Colts. 0-4. Against Indy, the Chiefs haven't won a home playoff game in a quarter century. So I know the Buffalo fans think you have it bad. And I get it. Our Royals won in 2015. But let me tell you something. Chiefs fans have been kicked many, many times, my friends.
How's it going to change this week? Because I'm just worried with this team coming in. I'm worried about your defense. I know Danger's worried about Patrick Mahomes on the big stage. I think the kid will make enough plays, but can your defense come up with a stop or two, Jay?
Man, you know, that's the thing. Now, they did it against the Raiders, and they allowed 3 points to the Raiders the final game of the year. But again, I think the Raiders were tanking. If they could have slid from fourth to ninth in draft position, they already slid from second to fourth when they beat the Broncos on Monday night, but they didn't put up a fight. And I don't know if there was any momentum for the Chiefs or not. What happened against the Seahawks and what happened against the Chargers, the time of possession, these teams understand how to beat the Chiefs and that keep Patrick Mahomes on the sideline. Seattle admitted that's what they did. Anthony Lynn of the Chargers says your offense can be your best defense, and that's what happened. What concerns me about the Colts is if they get an early lead. Can the Chiefs force four stops. Now, here's the deal. Chiefs do lead the NFL in sacks. Believe it or not, they're tied with the Steelers with 52 sacks. The Colts have given up the fewest sacks in the NFL after giving up the most a season ago. And by the way, the GM was in the Chiefs front office, which he might have been a better GM here. But neither here nor there. They do not give up sacks. The running game against the Colts was tremendous. 200 yards rushing in that game. The Texans had only given up 3.4 yards per carry. And once they built that lead, they salted it away with the run. and I'm a little bit concerned that's what the Colts will do. But if they do stop this team, Andrew Luck's going to have time to throw, and he's going to have a lot of time to throw. They have got to get sacks, and that's Chris Jones on the defensive line with 15 and a half sacks, the most underrated player in the National Football League, and Dee Ford and Justin Houston need to do their damage. But, yes, force two or three third and longs where they get a sack, get to Andrew Luck. Going to be a little snow in Kansas City, and Andrew Luck's not as good on the road as it is at home. Matter of fact, he's thrown twice as many interceptions on the road at home. He's like Drew Brees, great home quarterback, not so good on the road. But they've got to find a way to get to Andrew Luck. It's the only way this defense can stop him, unless they find lightning in the bottle, like that 2006 Colts team that gave up 173 yards a game on the ground and didn't allow anybody to run 100 yards on them until they got to the Super Bowl against the Bears. So lightning in a bottle is what we need.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Kansas City, is our guest in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, ESPN Rochester. Jay, Gene touched on it. I'll dive a little bit further. I'm nervous about Mahomes. I know that he's likely the league's MVP. His numbers are off the charts, but he put up a lot of good numbers in games that weren't as meaningful as the games that he went 0-4 in. The game against the Patriots, the game against the Chargers that you mentioned. You mentioned the Seahawks game. Of course, we all remember the Monday night game against the Rams. These were games that, you know, Mahomes had opportunities, but for one reason or the other was careless with the football here, or a turnover cost them there, and he wasn't able to get that victory on the big stage. Is this the opportunity for him to get that monkey off his back? And we'll all be, obviously all will be forgiven if he can win in the playoffs, but what needs to happen? Does he need to be a little bit more careful with the football? What do you attribute those four losses from the regular season on?
Well, look at this way. Against New England, he threw for 352 yards. Against the Rams, he threw for 478 yards. Against the league's best defense, Baltimore, he threw for 377 yards. Yes, they got the win in that game in overtime. He's not been the problem. The defense has been the problem. He's been a little bit careless at times, but that's who he is. He makes plays. That's why he has 50 touchdowns. Why the second guy in the history of the league to have 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns, because he will take chances. It's not his fault what's going on with this defense, but I'll put it like this. Did you see the national title game? And did you see a true freshman, Trevor Lawrence, in Clemson? No playoff experience. He rolled through the playoffs. Nothing fazed him. Tua had the ring on his finger at Alabama. So I'm not concerned. Look at Nick Foles and what he did. He'd only played one playoff game and lost one before he carried the Eagles to a Super Bowl and a championship. So I'm not so worried about Mahomes. If this team loses, it's because of Andy Reid's consistency of keeping Bob Sutton he's the guy in Kansas City people want fired the most, the defensive coordinator, who he just doesn't fire. He just continues to have Bob Sutton ruin his chances. Andy Reid has the best offense he's ever had, and he could blow it with this defense.
Well, he fired Sean McDermott once upon a time. Maybe there's
he hired an offensive line coach in Philadelphia to be a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Jay Binkley, 610 Sports in Kansas City. If this comes down to keeping the chains moving here, who is Damian Williams, Jay? Is he a running back that we saw produce at the end of the season? Because let's be honest, defenses get a little bit tired at the end of this year. Or is he somebody, once upon a time you had Priest Holmes come from another organization. What's the future hold here for Damian Williams? What should we expect on Saturday?
Well, they liked him enough to give him a 2-year extension for $8 million. And Damian Williams is not Kareem Hunt, okay? But he's shown the elusiveness. And not only that, he's been a tremendous receiver out of the backfield. I mean, you go 2 weeks ago, 7 catches, 37 yards. The week before that, 6 for 74. So he's able to facilitate even a 100-yard rushing game against Seattle. He's not Kareem Hunt, but he's got a good chemistry. As far as being a good receiver, he does the things Andy Reid wants out of a running back, and that's be a receiver. Kareem Hunt was a tremendous receiver. So he's not exactly that, but Damian Williams is serviceable. But I wouldn't look for this guy to take over a game. If they do anything offensive, it's going to be the arm of Patrick Mahomes.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports in Kansas City. I'm curious about the overall health of the Chiefs heading into this game. Any injuries? Did the bye week do them good?
The only two guys not practicing was a pick this year, Dorian O'Daniel out of Clemson, just a very minor player, non-significant, and Eric Berry. Eric Berry did not practice again today. Eric Berry, you know, had a snap count against the Chargers. Listen to this. He hadn't played since week one of last year. This is the second highest paid guy on the Chiefs. He played 30 snaps. In 10 of those snaps, he's directing traffic. It was ridiculous. How did he have to come out there and direct traffic in some of the Chiefs' young corners? They had a sixth-round pick and an undrafted pick starting a corner for him, and they said they liked Eric Berry back there directing traffic. Limited. He played a little more snaps, pick up the 69 against Seattle. Didn't play against the Raiders. He practiced this week, but he didn't practice today, and that's a big concern. Having Eric Berry for that leadership, he's a good run stuffer. They need Eric Berry against Marlon Mack and the Colts. So that was the big one. It looks like Sammy Watkins is a go. It looks like he's going to play unless something unforeseen happens. He'll be a go. Your guy Kelvin Benjamin will play. But Eric Berry is the biggest concern in Kansas City for not playing because he just means so much to this defense.
Jay, on your show, in your town, what's the attitude right now? Is it, all right, let's get this one, get to the AFC Championship game for the first time since the place in the Buffalo Bills, or is it, oh, gosh, here we go again?
You know what? I need to forward you my phone calls from last night. There's actually an Indianapolis TV station that wanted them because the Chiefs fans, oh, we had a guy in Anaheim, huge Chiefs fan, calls every week. He's like, God, I'm going to be so down if we lose this game. I'm not going to be able to handle it. I'm so nervous. That's the nervous energy. We think the boogeyman is coming to town. We see that Colt horseshoe, and all of a sudden we think the worst. We think it's going to be like last year, blowing that lead to the Titans, home playoff game. Year before, the Pittsburgh Steelers blowing a home playoff game. People think it's different because of Mahomes, but there's a lot of the same thing with this defense being so bad each and every year. But the fans here, they're a little nervous. And I'm glad this is the first game Saturday. I'm glad this is the first game. So if they get that win, get that monkey off the back, then they can relax, have some brew, some nachos, enjoy the game for the weekend. Because if not, I'm taking 3 hours of Firebob sending phone calls.
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, this game, actually, I mean, if you look into the crystal ball and you see the Chiefs being consistent again next season and being another elite team in the AFC next season, I mean, the Indianapolis Colts, win or lose this game, I think they're going to be one of the top three, if not one of the top two teams in the AFC next year, considering they have additional draft picks from that deal they made with the Jets. They have easily the most cap space this offseason with over $122 million in cap space to make some moves. I mean, the Colts doing what they've done this year, and you know, we were kind of laughing about the Colts at the beginning of the year because they were a 3-1 team last year that couldn't even convince Josh McDaniels to come and be their head coach. The Colts are going to be elite in the AFC come 2019.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And this year, you look at the draft. Quentin Nelson on that offensive line, the 6th pick overall. The guy's been a stud. Braden Smith. Here's the funny thing about it. Two of the members of the Colts offensive line played high school football in Kansas City.
They're
Kansas
kidding.
City dudes. They're Kansas City dudes. And then Chris Ballard, you know, was next in line to John Dorsey. You know, but he took the Colts job, you know, because of Andrew Luck probably, and you had a franchise quarterback. And then the Chiefs went Brett Beach, who was actually the third guy in line. So the guy that was probably going to be the GM in Kansas City is now in Indianapolis building up this wall in front of Andrew Luck. And just to go from have two rookies on that offensive line that have done so well and limited the fewest sacks in the NFL after having the most the year before. And Andrew Luck, I mean, we all laughed and we threw that pass in the summer. Remember, it went viral. He was throwing a forward pass, and all of a sudden this guy's back to just being the incredible Andrew Luck, which, by the way, led that 38-10 comeback against the Chiefs in the playoffs his second year. So, yeah, it's I don't think the Colts are going anywhere because they have that franchise quarterback, and I don't think the Chiefs are going anywhere either. Because when you have that franchise quarterback, you can start building around him. The Chiefs spent their entire draft this year on the defense. And with Tyreek Hill under contract and Kareem Hunt now on the gone, they don't have to worry about that. The Chiefs were spending less than $10 million between Mahomes, Kelce, Tyreek Hill, and Kareem Hunt. Think about that.
Yeah, no, the value.
Pro Bowlers, all pros.
The value that the Chiefs have gotten out of their roster, Jay, it's something I've referenced so many times this year. It's part of why they are who they are.
But eventually you got to pay the piper. Remember John Schneider and the Seahawks? Seahawks, that Legion of Boom, one of the best secondaries we've ever seen. Richard Sherman, fifth-round pick. Byron Maxwell, fifth-round pick. Cam Chancellor, sixth-round pick. Earl Thomas was the first round, but then Baldwin and Curtis. And they were paying Russell Wilson third-round money. Well, they finally had to pay the piper. And they've rebuilt that team, and I give Pete Carroll a lot of credit for what he's done. But the Chiefs won't have to pay the offense this year. Now, defense, Chris Jones is going to commit. Chris Jones and Tyreek Hill are just going to break the bank. And, of course, Mahomes is going to break it eventually like we've never seen before. But they have two straight years to draft defense, which is unheard of when you draft a quarterback in the top 10. Sammy Watkins was the only toy that was brought in for Patrick Mahomes this year. And it's funny, he makes $16 million a year, and Tyreek Hill makes $630,000.
It's insane.
But doesn't complain.
Whew. Jay, it's still midweek here. Which way are you leaning in this game?
I'm leaning Chiefs. I'm leaning behind Patrick Mahomes. This guy is such a gamer. He hates to lose. I am concerned about the time of possession. I'm not going to lie, but the fact that the weather's going to be a little dicey, a little snow, Andrew Luck's not going to be in the confines of the dome. But then again, you know, we got this Texas kid playing quarterback for us. How can he do in the elements? I mean, if Patrick Mahomes hadn't, like, faced weather, you know, that's been inclement. But I'm leaning Kansas City at this point. Now, the things could change Friday, but I'm leaning that direction this time.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports in Kansas City. He's worth a follow on Twitter, at Three Guys in a Garage. You can hear him at nights on 610 Sports in Kansas City on the radio.com app as well. And Jay, it's always great to have you here in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, you guys want some fun?
Tell
us.
If
the Chiefs lose this game, get on radio.com or download the post game, and you will have a Monday full of Chiefs fans melting down. 9 to midnight, radio.com. If you want to have fun on Monday, play some of my calls if we lose.
Jay, for your sake, I don't wish that on you. Not at this point, at least. Get by this and then eliminate the Patriots. We'll be all fine.
I'm going to go to Al's Bar and Grill and watch them at the Buffalo Bills Bar and have some of the best wings in Kansas City.
I love
just
it.
To
yes.
Kind of break the spirit here, guys.
I love it, Jay. Good talking to you, as always, my friend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, buddy. Talk
you got
to you.
Jay Binkley, 610 Sports, Kansas City, previewing the Chiefs and the Colts on Saturday afternoon.
It's funny, the mentality when you go town for town and about expectation. And, yeah, you look through the history. Yeah, you don't realize, oh, my gosh, how many times the Colts have knocked out the Chiefs. And, again, that's a stat worth repeating. The last quarterback to win a game for Kansas City at Arrowhead was Joe Montana. If the Indianapolis Colts win the game at Arrowhead this week, they'll have more. The Colts will have more playoff wins at Arrowhead than the Chiefs. Unbelievable.
It's insane. And poor Kansas City fan. They're nervous. They shouldn't be nervous. They have the best offense in the league. They're the most exciting team to watch all season long. And they're on the edge of their seat before the game even starts. They're terrified of the Colts coming into Arrowhead. I can't blame them based on the history. It's insane.
He blew a 38-10 lead. If it weren't for the Buffalo Bills, that would have been the greatest comeback in NFL history.
I'll drink to that is next in the sports bar. We take provocative thoughts from around the world of sports. You could agree or disagree. It is Takes on Tap, as I like to say. We'll talk about what happens when you hire a coach from within. And I'll also share a team that really their best course of action moving forward, just scrap it, start over. Tear it down to build it back up again.
I'm going to present an argument, something we haven't touched on, why it makes sense to lean toward Kansas City in this game. And also, gosh, the hiring in Denver. Now, this goes counter to everything for the defense, but there's another reason it goes counter. So another curious hire by John Elway. I've got opinions on that.
All right, I'll drink to that. It's next in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The Sports League. ESPN Rochester. Looking for the best-sounding, most interactive way to listen to the sports leader? The Radio.com app is the official new home of ESPN Rochester. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Listen in your car via Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Connect wirelessly on your smart speakers or just pop some earbuds in and take us with you everywhere. The Radio.com app. Free to download, easy to use, and where you can find AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.